In his State of the Union address to Congress and the American people in January, President Barack Obama challenged the U.S. automotive industry to go electric.
With more research and incentives, we can break our dependence on oil with biofuels and become the first country to have 1 million electric vehicles on the road by 2015.
That message echoed through the cavernous exhibition halls of the Washington Auto Show, held recently in the nation's capital, where 700 domestic and imported vehicles were on public display, including a wide array of new environmentally friendly or green cars. Among them was the Ford Focus Battery Electric, a model due to hit the market in 2012. Ron Kogan, editor of the Green Car Journal, says his magazine singled it out for a special award.
Green Car Journal is pleased to award its 2011 Green Car Vision Award to the Ford Focus Electric. We'd like to invite Sue Siskey, Ford's Vice President of Sustainability, Environment, and Safety Engineering, up to accept the award.
Kogan lauds the U.S. carmaker for redesigning its best-selling Focus line of battery-powered cars into the Ford Focus battery electric model.
Mass marketing electric cars is the goal, not just small numbers. You can only do that, really, in a vehicle that's already a mass market, very popular model like this. In the short term, that's the best approach, and Ford has really stood out.
Another crowd pleaser at the auto show was the all-electric 2011 Chevy Volt, introduced by General Motors as a concept car in 2007. Now available for sale in a growing number of U.S. showrooms, the Volt is Green Car Journal's 2011 Car of the Year, an honor it also won at recent auto shows in Los Angeles and Detroit. Kogan calls the sleek four-seater a milestone in automotive engineering.
It offers the essence of what an electric vehicle should be, with the ability to have an onboard internal combustion engine generator that also creates electricity, so you can just continue driving. There is no mileage limitation. And that's important in the early years for those who want to drive efficiently with zero emissions, electric drive, but also want the assurance that if they need to go farther than the range that all electric offers, they can continue to drive.
That's been the experience of Jeff Parmet, a lawyer who works from his home in Potomac, Maryland. He says he hasn't pumped a drop of gas into his car since he bought it in December.
Ideally, I would love to never have to get gas. That's the goal.
The Volt goes about 65 kilometers on a single charge, but with the onboard gas generator, which kicks in to recharge the battery, it can go up to 480 kilometers between plug-ins. Parmet says the Volt more than meets his needs.
Well, the thing is, you know, a lot of people, I think, thought when electric cars were first coming out that they would be like glorified golf carts. That's not the case at all. This is an engineering marvel. It's actually a performance car. It handles great. It corners great. I mean, my hat is off to Chevy for what they did with this car. I'm just delighted with it.
And on a cold day like this one, Parmet can sit at his kitchen table and unlock and warm up the car by tapping into an application on his mobile phone.
And now it's remotely starting the car so that it'll be warmed up when we go outside.
Parmet then goes to the garage, unplugs the electric charging cable from the car, and stores it in his home power station, a box on the wall about the size and shape of a large bathroom scale. He gets in, sits down, and pushes a button to start the electric motor. The car responds in silence. An electronic sound effect confirms that the motor has started. The only noise when he drives comes from the wind outside.
You feel it doesn't shift gears when you step on it. There's no shifting. It just keeps going.
Parmet gazes down at his glowing instrument panel. There's a digital speedometer, a satellite navigation system, and buttons to control the radio and the cabin temperature. He also monitors a rear-view camera, a display with settings for recharging, a gauge that gives him continuous feedback on driver efficiency, and a computer gauge that calculates battery range.
This shows you the energy is flowing from the battery to the wheels.
Parmet is one of 350 Volt owners on the road in the U.S. today. While General Motors expects to sell 10,000 more this year and 45,000 more in 2012, the cost is about twice that of a similar size vehicle with a gasoline engine. Parmet says it's a price he's willing to pay.
I bought this car because I strongly believe that we need to move off of an oil petroleum-based transportation economy. I think that electric vehicles provide an avenue for doing that, and I want to make a statement.
Parmet sees a bright future for electric cars. He says tighter air pollution controls and higher fuel economy standards have resulted in more efficient gas-powered cars. But he thinks Americans are ready for alternative cars that can achieve much higher energy efficiencies. As more and more electric recharging stations are installed in public places around the country, and as prices begin to come down, Parmet is confident he'll be seeing more and more electric cars joining his on America's highways. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.
With more research and incentives, we can break our dependence on oil with biofuels and become the first country to have 1 million electric vehicles on the road by 2050.
Green Car Journal is pleased to award its 2011 Green Car Vision Award to the Ford Focus Electric. I'd like to invite Sue Siski, Ford's Vice President of Sustainability, Environment, and Safety Engineering, up to accept the award. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Ron.
Mass marketing electric cars is the goal, not just small numbers. You can only do that, really, in a vehicle that's already a mass market, very popular model like this. In the short term, that's the best approach, and Ford has really stood out. It offers the essence of what an electric vehicle should be, with the ability to have an onboard internal combustion engine generator that also creates electricity, so you can just continue driving. There is no mileage limitation. And that's important in the early years for those who want to drive efficiently with zero emissions, an electric drive, but also want the assurance that if they need to go farther than the range that all electric offers, they can continue to drive.
Ideally, I would love to never have to get gas. That's the goal. Well, the thing is, you know, a lot of people, I think, thought when electric cars were first coming out that they would be like glorified golf carts. That's not the case at all. This is an engineering marvel. It's actually a performance car. It handles great. It corners great. I mean, my hat is off to Chevy for what they did with this car. I'm just delighted with it. And now it's remotely starting the car so that it'll be warmed up when we go outside. You feel it doesn't shift gears when you step on it. There's no shifting. It just keeps going. This shows you the energy is flowing from the battery to the wheels. But when I take my foot off the accelerator and it's regenerating, it shows that the power is flowing, the energy is flowing from the wheels back to the battery. That's what the regenerative braking does.
You can keep driving.
And now the power is flowing from the battery back to the wheels. I bought this car because I strongly believe that we need to move off of an oil, petroleum-based transportation economy. I feel very strongly about it. I think our national security depends upon it. I think that electric vehicles provide an avenue for doing that. And I want to make a statement. So I felt like this is an opportunity to actually do more than just talk the talk.
Hey, Tim. Thank you.